This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Australia's most amazing gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9.
Current community affairs, the news and views you need to know. You are on the line with Dean Beck.
It's Thursday, the 12th of February, 2015. Good afternoon. Thank you very much for joining me on the line today. Today is a special occasion, not the least of which is that we're joined by Harry McNulty later. He's the team leader of health promotion at the Victorian AIDS Council, and we'll talk about some of their successes of late, and they've got a forthcoming forum, which I want to tell you all about. But first, we have a very special moment here at Joy 94.9 today. It is our news director, Tim Lennox's 20th anniversary. He will join us in the studio, and I'd like to know from you what highlights you've had from our news team throughout the years. There's been plenty, so get in contact with me. This is how you do it.
Share your thoughts. Email on air at joy.org.au.
Have your say. SMS 0427 Joy 949.
Call 1300 Joy 949 and connect with your community. Joy 94.9.
Congratulations and welcome, Tim Lennox, to On the Line.
Thanks very much for having me on the line.
Your 20 years at this station has been one of great service to many, and we will hear from some of them throughout our little time together here today.
Oh, will we?
But I want to know how you came to come to Joy.
Well, I actually heard about Joy had started. It had only been going about less than a year, around about a year. And I think I was at the one of the early carnivals, the Midsummer Carnival,
right.
Yes. And I went along and joined.
So you signed up as a member.
Yes. But you see,
I believe you were the official photographer for a while.
Oh, for many years. Yeah. Yes, yes. But for those at that time, of course, we didn't have to go through all the applications and so on you do nowadays to become a volunteer. You apply to become a volunteer and be approved and go through various other
jump
things.
Jump through hoops, yes.
Yes, we were just, you remember, okay, you're on.
Well, I guess in those early days it was a case of all hands on deck.
It certainly was, yeah. Yes. Down in South Melbourne.
Tell us a bit about South Melbourne, because many listeners hear of it, but I don't think our newer listeners would have any idea of what that place was really like.
A relatively small space atop a hardware store, which is still there, still operating in Coventry Street in South Melbourne. And of course, we just simply had to occupy that space. But as we grew, it became more and more cramped. I remember we really only had one studio at the first for the first time.
Which
period.
Was about a third of the size of one of our main studios here.
Yeah, that's correct, yes. Yeah. And for the news, we had a little cupboard.
Was there enough room to sit down, or did you have to stand up?
Well, you could sit down, but it was also doubled with what we do use now as for making our
production.
CSAs and productions, special productions.
So back then, the main studio would cross to the news in the second
yes,
studio?
Yes, that's correct.
Right, okay.
And we even had, in those early days, which we didn't have later on, we had the ability to be able to put little news grabs in.
Right.
But because there was a computer in there and it had a space band or the space tab.
Yeah.
And they'd set it up and AAP supplied the grabs. which they know don't do anymore.
Right.
But they would just press the space band when you wanted to play the
very high tech.
Yes.
Well, not quite so high tech in that I do recall reel to reel tapes at South Melbourne.
Oh yeah.
Yes. Like, there are many people that would have no idea what a reel to reel tape is.
I still got one at home. Would you believe?
But it's about the size of a small fridge.
Oh, God, that's a slight exaggeration.
Now, you are being congratulated by many at the station today.
Yes, it was very nice.
And I've got some people now who'd just like to first pay tribute to you.
My name is Chris Jameson, and when I first volunteered at Joy in 2006, I didn't actually intend to ever be on air. Joy's news service always impressed me, though, with the way that we could deliver a regular bulletin 21 times a week, all on volunteer power, and it inspired me to put a toe in the water in front of the mic. I was tutored and mentored by Tim in all aspects of news gathering and selection, script writing and reading. I remember his very first critique of me was that I was too sing-songy. That is, I sounded like I was reading a bedtime story to a three-year-old. Tim's patience, professionalism and ever-attentive feedback at the time definitely helped spark my passion for community broadcasting. I know our community, thank you for your service to Joy. Thanks, Tim.
Daddy Cool, here at the Joy 94.9 news team, that's how we refer to our news director, the wonderful Tim Lennox. Hi, I'm Andy Kay. Tim was my first contact with all of the news team, and his experience and guidance was not only crucial to my joining the news presenters, but also fun and exciting. The first bit of advice was, Andy, ham it up. Invaluable. With 20 years of dedication, you truly are one of our community's pioneers. Tim, congratulations on your longevity and all of your success. From me, Andy Kay, to you, Tim, may your news be joyous news.
Hi, I'm Sarah. I'm an occasional newsreader here at Joy 94.9. I had the pleasure of being greeted by Tim when I very first started to present news. It's great and very reassuring to have such a talented and experienced old hand to set us newbies on the right track as we start presenting news here at Joy. Congratulations, Tim. Thanks for all of your hard work and for your mentoring.
I'm Gary Wilson, part of the news team. Big congrats to Tim on 20 years at Joy. I've had the absolute pleasure of being with you for 14 of those years, Tim. Thank you for your expert journalistic experience, your guidance, your leadership, and most of all, your friendship. Well done, Tim.
Hi, it's Chappelle of The Chappelle Show. Now, before I was hosting the only hip-hop show on Joy, I got my start reading the Midday News. It was Tim Lennox who got me involved in the news team, and through his mentorship, I developed my skills, and from the newsroom, I was given so many more opportunities. I was involved in a heap of amazing, fantastic broadcasts. I'm really proud of the stories the news team work on across the station. But on a personal note, I came to Joy not knowing what I wanted to do with my life. Starting in the newsroom, I then springboarded into other areas. I could try my hand at so many different things, which then led me on to decide that I wanted a career as a journalist. I've now fast-tracked my journalism career and have had opportunities which I would not have been able to without my experience at Joy. Tim's enthusiasm for news, his passion for Joy 94.9 and his hard work in making us the best news team on community radio is truly inspirational. And I honestly believe, as cheesy as it is, I wouldn't be in the position I am today if Tim hadn't given me a shot all those years ago. Congratulations, Tim, on your 20 years at Joy 94.9.
Hi, it's Macca here. I wanted to say for Tim Lennox what a huge asset he has been to Joy over the last 20 years. From a personal experience, on many, many occasions, Tim has provided some great feedback and advice on being on radio, not just about news. I think he is a Joy gem, and I'm very, very proud to have worked with him for so long. Cheers.
Chris Jameson, Joy News.
Andy Kay, Joy News.
Sarah Williams, Joy News.
Gary Wilson, Joy News.
This has been Shannon Power for Joy News.
Macca, Joy News.
The voice of Melbourne's gay and lesbian community.
We are paying tribute to Joy 94.9's News and Current Affairs Director, Mr. Tim Lennox. Now, the news theme.
Yes.
Tell us about the news theme, because that's had... I've butchered it for this particular tribute so that people wouldn't confuse it with the actual news theme.
Very thoughtful of you.
but it has gone through a couple of changes, and it's not an easy task to pick a news theme.
That's right, and I think we had the help of Mr. Damien Nicholas to pick in that particular theme, and we've discussed changing it quite frequently. We've discussed changing it and come to the conclusion that, you know, it's a bit like Pavlov's dog. People remember that theme and they know what's coming. And so we've decided to stick with it, even though some stations will change it every year.
Well, that presenter you just mentioned, joining us on the line is one of Joy's little favourites. Damien Nicholas joins us. Your experience with Mr. Lennox, please.
Well, you know, Tim is quite an extraordinary individual. He had the patience to work with me on quite a number of bumper-to-bumper shows, squidged into the Coventry Street studios with me for quite a number of years, actually. And whether it was like delivering the news or spending countless hours training the newsreaders who'd become colleagues of him and obviously my newsreaders on the show, or even having fun flying above Melbourne in the Joy Minsomatic whirlycopter for the traffic report. He was always pretty amazing. He always did it with incredible professionalism, humility, and it almost sounds like an obituary, doesn't it, really?
It does a little, and we don't want it to be that. But as a fellow life member of Joy, that's something that is not just given out willy-nilly.
No, absolutely. And the thing with Tim is that obviously beyond everything that everybody hears of him on air, obviously is the countless hours behind the scenes. Like, no one really gets to see that out in the public. And he does so much work and he's so dedicated and he's so passionate about the talent that comes through the station. I think that really shines through. And I think it's quite infectious as well, particularly with his new newsreaders. So he's a fantastic role model, I think, for the news team.
And many, many have gone on to bigger and better things. Tell me what it was like to have that wisdom and stability around you as you were forming your skill set.
I think the thing with Tim is that he's always been extraordinarily good humoured, and I think you would have to be to share a studio with me for any great amount of time. But I think the thing was, he was always very dedicated to making sure that the story was told right, and that the story was also told right on time as well, because there were times when, particularly in the South Melbourne days, where people would, newsreaders might not turn up. He would live just around the corner, and sometimes you'd place a call to him and say, by the way, your newsreader hasn't turned up. And such was the level of his dedication that, like, within 10 minutes, he'd be there on the computer, just on the other side of the studio wall, compiling the news.
And I've been known to do that to him even more recently than then.
Seriously? So he still comes in?
He still comes in. If someone doesn't turn up for a shift and he's got time to get from home to here, he will do so.
Yeah, he's such a trooper, is Tim. He's quite extraordinary. And I think, as we've said about the dedication that he's given to the organisation over 20 years, is just phenomenal. And he is one of a kind. And I don't think we'll ever see someone of his ilk at the radio station again, I don't think. He's extraordinary.
So. Damien Nicholas, thank you very much for joining us on this special, special occasion.
Congratulations on 20 years, Tim.
From Mr. Damien Nicholas.
That was a wonderful tribute, because he is a true professional himself.
There's
no doubt about that.
In my hand, such is the nature of the man who keeps the records here at Joy 94.9, anally retentive doesn't come close. I have a copy of the original application form for your membership, dated the 12th of February 1995, signed by you.
Wow.
Where you list as your hobbies journalism, photography, and production. So I'm glad we have managed to use all of those to their full extent. Your life in journalism, tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it goes back about 50 years, or more than 50 years now, and it's covered a great deal of a variety. I find that, you know, I did 2 years in pharmacy,
Yeah, but you failed at that, apparently.
I was a pharmacy dropout. And then I was called up for Nasho.
Right.
3.5 months of full-time Nasho, and then that was had to be followed by 2 years part-time.
Right.
So I kept on in that. But journalistically, then after I've dropped out of pharmacy, I straight away got a job at a local daily newspaper.
Right.
And they started me off as a third-year cadet instead of a first-year cadet. It was four-year cadetship in those days. Mm-hmm. And I went on and did that. Then I got fluked in a travelling scholarship thing with the English-speaking union. And so I finished up being away for about 2 years, travelling around the United States. And
didn't you do some journalistic PR stuff for the Army as well?
Oh, yes, I did. I was all told I was 37 years in the Army Reserve, part-time only, part-time, but finished up, I was in public relations, Army Defence Public Relations for a time there, and that meant I happened to be on duty on the two occasions they had the major bushfires, and my boss, the Lieutenant Colonel, was away on holidays or something.
How convenient.
No, well, it wasn't by design, but...
That must have been a very high-pressure time, though.
That was, on one particular night, I got a call at 9 o'clock at night from the duty officer saying they sent a car around for me and picked me up in Hobart, South Melbourne, I didn't leave. That was during the bushfire arrangement, so I didn't leave there till early the next morning or mid-morning, you know. But it was full on.
We've had a couple of lovely messages come in, one from Jackie on 0427JOY949 saying, well done, Tim, for 20 years. And Callum from Geelong says, congratulations, Mr. Lennox, 20 years, what an incredible achievement. Well done. You can send in your messages for our news director, Tim Lennox, like this.
Call 1300JOY949 and connect with your community.
SMS 0427 JOY949.
Share your thoughts. Email on air at joy.org.au.
Have your say.
JOY94.9.
My guest on the line today is Joy94.9's News and Current Affairs Director, Mr. Tim Lennox, who celebrates 20 years of volunteering with this station. Tim, in 2010, you were acknowledged for your work and given a life membership, along with, a little later, a studio named after you. Those tributes, those things, acknowledgements, I guess, are important, actually.
They were very important to me. I was greatly appreciative of that, in particular when when suddenly Macca phoned me one day and said, look, the board had a meeting and we decided to name Studio 2, the new studio, as the Tim Lennox Studio. And I was gobsmacked by that.
There's no greater honour than that. Now, look, we've got some other people who'd like to honour you, and let's listen to that now.
Hi, Alistair Kingston here from the Joy 94.9 news team. Even though we're a community radio station with a volunteer team of journalists, our news director Tim Lennox has always been a champion for us providing a professional news service for our listeners and community that rivals that on any other radio station. Tim's been a source of inspiration, guidance, humour, and has really brought us together as a team. So from myself and the Serial Offenders team, congratulations, Tim, on 20 years with Joy. Here's to many more.
Hello, Conrad Brown here, General Manager of Joy 94.9. I want to congratulate you, Tim, on achieving this amazing milestone. Your contribution to the station is an incredible example of the power of volunteering and its importance to keeping community radio alive and kicking. On behalf of the Joy team, I want to sincerely thank you, Tim, for your 20 years of service. And on a personal note, I want to thank you for sharing with me some of the best stories I've ever heard and for being a true inspiration to us all as a proud gay man.
Hi, this is Jacob Holman from Community Network News. Just want to extend a happy 20th anniversary at Joy 94.9 to the indefatigable Tim Lennox. Tim's been a constant source of inspiration and support for me at Joy in my capacity with QNN and as a newsreader. On the odd occasion where I've produced packages for Joy 94.9 on Saturday Magazine, Tim's always emailed me straight afterwards to say how great it was, and that's always made me feel very appreciated at Joy. And reaching out to people the way that that Tim does really kind of shows that there are people at Joy who are really listening and really appreciate and really know what goes into producing all of the work that ends up on Joy 94.9. He's such an asset to the radio station. Here's to another 20 years. Thank you, Tim.
Hi, I'm Marg Gardner, former Joy newsreader, program manager and presenter of Saturday Magazine. So I spent a lot of time working with you, Tim. Congratulations on 20 years of amazing service. You brought your professional knowledge to this important role and generously shared it with the hundreds of people you trained, including me. Whether it was on the balcony of the Prince commentating on Pride March, rushing from home in the early hours to fill in for emergency vacancies, doing your many regular shifts, running meetings, training, or giving the longest running AGM report on the longest running program on Joy, you have always been there. Known to many as Joy's Daddy Cool, your commitment is an inspiration and it has been an honour to work with you. All the very best to you, Tim, on this special occasion, and may there be many more.
This is Jed Gilbert, President of Joy, and I want to send a really big congratulations to Tim Lennox, our Director of News. Being involved in the organisation for 20 years when the organisation is 21 years old is a pretty huge achievement, and I know that the station is what it is today because of his contribution. We're one of the only community broadcasters in Australia to have a full dedicated news team and to be having news that's relevant to our community going out every single day and covering really important current affairs, and it's really been spearheaded by Tim from the beginning. So he's had a big impact on me, and thank you so much, Tim. I'm glad that Studio 2 is named after you now.
Hi, I'm John Oliver, member number one. I'm just ringing in to say congratulations on Tim's 20 years today of being involved with Joy. He's played a very important part in the news area. Initially, when he started at Joy, he was our official photographer and reporter. And over the years, Tim's done a lot of hard work and supported Joy in many, many ways. But I think the outstanding part has been the news director's position and organising the news and all the people around the news. And congratulations, Tim, on 20 years.
Hi, my name's Matt Thompson, and I'm a former newsreader at Joy 94.9, and I want to wish News and Current Affairs Director Tim Lennox a very happy 20th anniversary at the helm. Since our first meeting, Tim Lennox has always and continues to be an inspiration, a motivation, and an ally to me. He's helped mentor me over the years, and thanks to his help, I've recently just scored a full-time job in commercial radio. Without Tim's help and leadership, I don't think I would be where I am today. Tim, from the very bottom of my heart, thank you for everything you've done for me, and congratulations on 20 incredible years helping to keep the LGBTI community informed and entertained. Two decades is an incredible feat, and it's a testament to your dedication to bringing quality news and information to this very special radio station and its listeners. Well done.
Alistair Kingston, Joy News.
This is Conrad Brown for Joy 94.9 News.
Jacob Holman, Joy News.
Marg Gardner, Joy News.
Jed Gilbert, Joy News.
John Oliver, Joy News.
Matt Thompson, Joy News.
The voice of Melbourne's gay and lesbian community.
Congratulations to Tim on 20 years. Well done. What a fabulous role model. That's from Peter Stevenson.
Thank you very much indeed to everyone.
Tim, we have to take a short break to pay for some of this, but when we come back, we'll be joined by Joy 94.9's General Manager.
Bringing you the best news and views.
You're with Dean Beck. Joy 94.9.
We are paying tribute to Joy 94.9's News and Current Affairs Director, who has been servicing this community for 20 years. Tim Lennox, congratulations. We're joined by, it's a bit scary actually, I've got three bosses in this studio at the moment. General Manager Conrad Brown and Daytime Program Manager SJ.
Hey.
Thanks for having us. I guess this is a good time to start Dean's performance review.
Yeah, thanks
Dean,
for that.
Excellent. We've been meaning to tell
yeah,
you.
Over to you, Tim.
Conrad, would you like to say a few words?
You know what, Tim? I did get my chance before, so I'm not going to steal too much more time. Obviously, on behalf of all of the team, we want to thank you for your 20 years of service. And just for being an amazing person to have around. You're a true inspiration to us all. So thank you.
Thank you very much for saying that. I'm getting all gooey now.
Oh, good.
The aim is to make you cry. How are we going?
SJ, would you like to say a few words?
Yeah, I've been weekday program director for a couple of years now. And Tim, my most resounding memory of you was actually World AIDS Day Worldwide a couple of years ago, where we did the 24-hour broadcast from the Joy Studios, and we had video happening and live broadcast and Skype calls from all over the world. And I remember that moment where it was you as the oldest and most senior member of the news team and Matt Thompson as the youngest. Wearing your suits and looking so dashing and so proud of all of the work of the amazing newsies for that broadcast. And that to me just kind of seemed to represent exactly who you were and all the amazing work that you've done. Mm. And the news team for that and for AIDS 2014, which we did as well, just every single time I've had any form of collaboration with you in the news team, you've instilled this element of inspiration and complete faith in your newsies. They would follow you to the ends of the earth and they trust your direction implicitly. And it's really admirable to see. So congratulations on 20 years. I'm honoured to be working with you.
Thank you. They're very kind of you. And they're a great mob, the news team.
Great mob. Yeah.
Well, Tim, I want to say thank you very much for your guidance and encouragement. You have never once shied away from telling me off when needed, but more importantly, I find congratulating me when you thought it was necessary, and those things have helped get me through some pretty tough times. So thank you.
Thank you very much indeed. All this is very nice.
Conrad, you've got a little something that is in itself 20 years old.
Yeah, just so I think Tim, you'll appreciate this. You, it's a fine drop.
Really?
And it's 20 years, age 20
it's,
years.
It's a lovely cordial.
yeah. Something you can enjoy after the show.
Fantastic. Responsibly. That's very kind of you. Yes. That's wonderful. I really do appreciate that. And thank you to everyone who's taken part in this program.
And we also, thanks to them all too.
Sorry to interrupt. We also have a certificate of appreciation for you on behalf of the broadcast team and everyone at Joy for 20 years
fantastic.
Of service.
And there is something else that we have for you that we will give to you a little later too.
Excellent.
Tim Lennox, congratulations on 20 years. Scott Tetley has sent through a lovely message for you as well. We better get moving, otherwise I'll be in trouble for the rest of the show. But
that's right.
Thank you and well done.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tim.
Bye. Thanks, Tim.
Bye.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.